success. The final frontier. These are the voyages of the Starship Success Freaks. Its ongoing mission, to explore strange new paths to success, to seek out new levels for your life, to boldly help you be awesome where you've never been awesome before.
Welcome to Success Freaks number 213. Level me up, Scotty.
Starting out, we define the roles of Scotty and Kirk, giving you a taste of what's to come.
We discuss whether to play what you're good at or level up through the entire Star Trek cast.
Question from the chat room is, do you undersell to make yourself look good?
In the Level Up, we learn to get your hustle on and surround yourself with smart, capable people.
And on and beyond, we talk about what retirement should and could be.
All this coming up right now. Welcome, welcome, everyone, to the number one Star Trekking Across the Universe comedic motivational show, otherwise known as Success Freaks. Today's working title is episode 213. Level me up, Scotty. And today we're coming at you semi-live from Lakeland, Minnesota, and the Bears Den in Conyers, Georgia. In that Bears Den, dark side of positive. Go.
Always going forward because we can't find reverse. And Star Trekking, not Star Trucking.
I said trek in. There's an apostrophe.
Look, Yankee, you're up in the north now, and you're losing some of your edification.
I need to get my southern back. No, well, don't worry. When I get to Charlotte and I hang out with my buddy EJ, it comes back. NASCAR just seeps into my veins, and all of a sudden I have a little bit of, my girlfriend Christy can hear it. She goes, you're talking southern. I'm like, sorry, baby.
Hey, Mike caught it too. He thought you said Star Trekking. Ah, see, we two against one, bullies.
There you go.
We're going to bullies you into being the way we are. So, hey, yeah, you know, I love that song, by the way. One of the first songs I ended up memorizing off of Dr. Demento back in the, I guess, late 80s for me. Lots of great stuff. You should Google Dr. Demento and revel in the past. It's amazing. It's good stuff. But today, the reason you're singing that song is because I came up with an idea the other day as I'm doing something, as I'm wont to do, of realizing in certain situations, I'm Scotty from the original Star Trek, making magic out of nothing. I'm holding things together. I'm the heart of the ship. The first instinct is to call me when something technical needs to be done and go, how do we do this? How do we do this amazing, wonderful thing? I usually figure it out and make some version of it happen. I've been struggling with that, or not that realization, but with that feeling lately, because I'm like, but I'm Kirk. You know, I know I'm Kirk. When I go to New Media Expo, I'm Kirk. When I talk about my network, or when I talk about doing the show, you know, all these stuff is, how do I move in my life from being Scotty everywhere? You know, not everywhere, but how do I move to being Kirk everywhere in my life, I guess is what I'm saying. And I threw that idea to Mornick going, I don't know if this makes sense. And you liked it, and what were your ideas on it?
I thought that it would be a great idea to go and just chat about that. My ideas are, let's find out what we are with this, because I think everybody has that in their life. Where do you move from that passion to that leadership place, and which is better when you're trying to do, whether it's a business or your, you know, some personal goal that you have or whatever, is passion enough to carry you there, or is leadership enough to carry you there? You know, if you lose that passion, you're all just intellectualizing everything. So I think this is going to be a very interesting conversation. At the very least, we get to start talking about Star Trek, dude.
Like Mike puts in the chat room immediately, and he always tells you how he can't do it. He's giving it all he's got. Like, yeah, you know, I've been there as well, where somebody wanted too much stuff. I was like, no, this is all we have. This is what we've got. Recently, for the Metron, the group I work with on Sundays, we went to, it's 1 year anniversary of Jim changing the ministry and going to a community-based event versus a church-based ministry. And he's very excited that, as he should be, that it made it through the year. And to celebrate, we went to the local park, which is Atlanta's version of Central Park. I don't think it's quite as big, but it's definitely designed to be Central Park. It's called Piedmont Park. The technical director that I work under, she came to me and she's like, can we still stream? I'm like, well, technically, as long as I have power and I have internet, I can stream from anywhere. You know, I can't guarantee the quality or any of that stuff, but we can give it a shot. And basically, that's how we walked in going, I have a backpack with my laptop and a webcam, and let's see what happens. And it actually worked out pretty well. I mean, it wasn't the high quality video and audio that we normally do, but it was still pretty cool. That's when I was like, I totally just invented trans warp drive out of thin air. It's like, the materials were there, and I totally Scottied this thing. But the struggle comes with, that's not my role in life anymore. That is a role I'm playing. One of the things we want to talk about today, or one of the things I'd like to hit today, is that the idea that you fill certain roles in a team that aren't necessarily who you are at the core, but it's what's needed to help others be awesome at the time. But you have to keep the focus on who you are and how to become more of what you are. That's going to be an interesting conversation.
Yes. It's, you know, stepping up out of that, hey, I've got a great idea and this seems like a lot of fun, to gathering, whether it's people or resources or whatever around you, to move forward with it. And then the work involved, you know, you're moving out of just, hey, I'm playing at this and this is a great thing. You're leveling up to that point of leadership and moving a project forward, all the while holding on to your inner Scotty.
Or, you know, holding on to your inner Kirk, too. Now, I think the flip side to this coin, the one side that I'm seeing to the coin, is every project personally that I've ever done until recently, if I start a project, I essentially have to do every role myself, right? That's how I've taught myself podcasting, is I was the engineer, the producer, the publicist, the host, the writer. You know, I did all of it, you know, the web guy. And as I've grown, I've been able to get some people who do some amazing work. Like, now I have Nolan Overton, who does the website for us, and he's amazing. Woohoo. And we've got Mike Woodard, who does the production for us.
Woohoo.
He's okay, you know.
Dude, no bueno.
He's here to defend
amazing
himself.
Amazing is what he is. I hear what it sounds like beforehand.
He knows he's amazing. He is amazing.
Oh, he's typing. You're in trouble now.
I will keep going. Mike DeChuck has helped us with a few things in the past. We get people to help. So I get stuck and still automatically seeing what can be done and just doing it. And that's a problem that I have. Now, I think the flip side is, if I may toss you under the coin, you know, not so much the buzz, is a person who's always the Kirk, who says, I've got this idea and I need people to do it. Either way is wrong. Both are accurate, but at some point, the guy who says, I need people to do it, has to start doing it himself, which is exactly what you've done. And the guy who does it himself, like me, has to step back and stop doing it and leave a gap so that somebody else can do it. And that's something I've been trying to do as well.
I think the universe has been teaching me lately that I need to do some things on my own, just to, whether it's for my own self-esteem or to take myself in a different direction. And you and I were talking before we started the show, we were talking about you in the Atlanta area and doing your film work and things like that. And that's definitely something you have to take on your own. It's separate from Success Freaks for me. It's separate from Tortuga Twins. Mm-hmm. It's all those things. You know, I have another project that I'm working on that is all me, and there's nobody else doing it. And it's like the universe going, you need to do this. So I'm going to shut this down. I'm going to shut this down. I'm going to move this over here. You need to do this so that you can do it. And I've seen a lot of Facebook memes that said something to effect of being grateful for all those people who said no, so I had to learn to do it myself. I'm very pro team player. You know, the smartest thing in the world is not, oh, I have to do everything myself. That's not great. It's not great in business. It's not great in any of your personal projects, things like that. So I'm a big team player guy. But sometimes you do need to suck it up, Buttercup, move up, and do some. I know I use that a lot. I just like the way it sounds in my ears.
And that Ellie Collins cringes every time.
Does she? Well, she's not. Is she here right now?
No, she's not.
She's not here right now. So whatever, Ellie. You know what? You have a problem with that? Come get some.
You can come get some over at successfreaks.com/anything because we're not forward slashing. You can get it at successfreaks.com. You know, find us on Facebook, facebook.com/successfreaks. We want to give a big shout out, as always, to IRUSA, who is a great sponsor of the show and a great partner, and doing some amazing things with us. And, of course, WGNC AM 1450 in Gastonia. And, hey, look, I still have time. blogtalkradio.com/successfreaks.
Don't forget to mention
who do great stuff.
Cabiesi
Too
Radio.
Late. Too late. We'll be
back. Not. I got Cabiesi Radio.
Too late.
Do you feel like your small change isn't making a difference to help your neighbors in need? You can make changes that count. Islamic Relief USA's Day of Dignity is giving you the chance to fight poverty in your community. Visit IRUSA.org to learn more about Day of Dignity events happening soon in your city. Islamic Relief USA, working together for a better world.
Welcome back to Success Freaks number 213. Level me up, Scotty. And we're back from that break right now. We were talking about going from Scotty to Kirk, or how much, you know, the balance between those two are in our own individual lives. Do you have more to throw in about this?
Oh, you had to hit me while I was trying to raise my chair.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, wait, yeah. Okay, so here's the thing. There's nothing wrong with Scotty. Without Scotty and that ship, everything would have fallen apart. Without Kirk leading that ship, they never would have gone anywhere. Without filling the main character's role, nothing would have happened. Everybody was needed. Everybody was necessary. There's absolutely nothing wrong with filling the roles. What's wrong is when Kirk tries to run the engineering. That's when you're out of your element, Donnie. Really, you're just not filling the role you're designed to fill.
It doesn't mean that you can't fill other roles. And oddly enough, speaking of the Scotty character and the actor that plays him, Simon Pegg.
James Doohan. Oh, come on.
Simon
James
Pegg.
Doohan. James Doohan.
And you're not even saying it right. It's Doohan, dude. You're not even saying his name right. Anyways, Simon Pegg is co-writing the new third movie. So, you know, that's people who are stepping out of their roles as an actor, moving into the writer. Of course, I don't know if he's been a director, but he's produced his own movies for
years. You
know,
he's written a ton of movies before he got Star Trek, right?
Yeah, but that's what I'm saying is you wear a lot of hats when you're working on a project, especially if it's your project. So moving from the Scotty to the Kirk is a necessary thing if you're heading something up. If you want to be able to, it doesn't mean you have to do everything. It doesn't mean you should do everything. I want to stress that, but the more things you're able to do, the more you can lend to a project.
Well, follow your passion.
The more money you'll make.
As a friend of mine used to say, mocking me when we played like Street Fighter, those kind of things, he'd be beating me. Do the one you're good at. Do the one you're good at. And, you know, like Kevin Smith will gravitate towards writing because that's his passion. I think he's a decent actor for the roles he writes for himself. I don't see him wanting
to
break out.
You mean those roles where he doesn't say anything?
Well, there's some roles where he says stuff.
I have a question about Kevin Smith, since we're just tangent men right now. There was a TV show that I started watching last night, Reapers, and it said he directed it. Is that something he was involved with?
I believe it was, yeah.
All right.
I think, you know, that's...
One more thing for me to add to the notes!
Reaper was very funny. It's not Reaper. It's Reaper. It's a TV show. It's very good. It's very funny. Tyler Labine is in it. It's one of his earlier works, and he's a great comedian. I like him. Anyway, not the point. We tend to let roles define who we are. I know as human beings, that's what happens. I know I definitely do it. As I'm in a role somewhere, who I am really starts to come through, and that's the Kirk of it all is what I want to say, because that encapsulates everything. Not necessarily the leader, not necessarily the captain, but somebody who does lead, who does show everything that's going on, who can see the world differently, because he definitely saw the world differently than anybody else on that ship, you know, especially Spock. You know, everybody saw the world from where they sat. Kirk sat higher than anybody else at the head, and he could see everything. You know, I'm stretching here, but you understand what I'm saying, hopefully. You don't let the role define who you are. And that's, I think, the part I'm struggling with is with Metron and with some other things, I'm the engineer.
Well, let me throw something a little contrary at you then. Just like your friend said with your Street Fighter game, play what you're good at. What about that? Why would you kind of muddy the waters? You know, there's a whole, you know, jack of all trades, master of none. Mm-hmm. People who get involved with a lot of different things, and it's tended to be one of my problems, is that nothing skyrockets to the top. Everything's pretty good. Oh, wow, you got a lot of things you're pretty good at. But what if you were to focus, and you and I play video games. People know that we play video games.
I don't have time, man. I'm too busy.
Let's pretend we do.
I'm kidding.
You know, and let's say that, you know, you're working on a bunch of, hey, I'm working on this video game, but I'm working on these different characters and these different things. I want to play this guy now. All my buddies are at level 8, and I'm only at level 3. What's up with that? I got a lot of things at level 3, but I can't play with my buddies who are at level 8 because they focused on it. So, sir, in this conversation, as you're leveling up from Scotty to Kirk, do you necessarily want to do that? Well, and why would you? Why would you muddy the waters like that?
I'm not. Go. Why would I go from Scotty to Kirk? Is that what you're
asking?
Would
you? Why would you take on all these other things? You know, play what you're good at. Why would you do the other things? What good is that? Is that going to hold you back from going as far as you could?
Well, yes and no.
Go on.
The yes part of it is, yeah, it'll hold you back because you are widespread. However, you can be good at many, many things, as I am. Yeah, as Mordant is. Mordant is not just a pretty face on a stage.
You know, not just.
You know, you can write some things. You can come up with some ideas. You're definitely a funny guy. If I had time to think about it and not just made it up off the top of my head, I'm sure I could list off other great things you're doing and you're into. I'm very, very technically minded. You know, I've actually put it on applications. You know, what other languages do you speak? I speak tech. Can translate from geek to normal person.
Yeah, does that get a response?
Sometimes. Yeah, sometimes I think sometimes people don't even look at it and they don't care. I've put it on a few things and you know, when I do get the response, it's a funny one. And it's usually somebody who understands it's like, oh, you can actually understand what they're saying and translate it. That's awesome. Which is exactly what I mean by it. I'm very technically minded and I can do those things. So you can be good at things. So the no part of holding it back is life happens and you need to eat. They call it a starving actor for a reason, because they get the crappiest jobs that they can walk away from. Because as I'm discovering, even being an extra in something, they want that to be your full-time job. I had one casting agency say, you know, this is your full-time gig. It's like, no, it's really not, because you're not getting me enough jobs to eat. So it can't be my full-time gig. But that's kind of how it works. It's like, you need to be available these dates. That doesn't mean you'll work. You just need to be available. And my wife was asking me the other day, I said, well, how do people do it? I said, well, that's why they're the starving actor. They're the starving artist. They get BS waitressing and not that waitressing and waitering is a BS job. They get a job they consider is disposable.
Yeah.
So when they get the call, they can literally just walk away and be fired or quit
or a job,
on the spot
or a job that will let them.
Or hey, a man, job I that can't will come let in. Them.
I know somebody that just recently got a job at a hotel, and they're like, you set your own hours. If you want to come in and work that day, you of course, you let them know that week, hey, I can do this, 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 this.
Right.
And that's great. Great for an actor thing or something along those lines. I was able to, while I was beginning to go on the road, I worked at a place in St. Petersburg, Florida called Cha-Cha Coconuts. And they knew what I did. And so I would come home and work the winter and save up money to fund my summer touring habit. And it wasn't until the Tortuga Twins really started making some money where I was able to go, you know what? I don't need this gig. I can just come home and relax. And that's what I did. And there were still times where I was like, you know, maybe I should take that job. But if you can find that gig that you can step away from or who will work with you to allow you to do that thing that you really want to do, then that's great.
Okay, we're about to get into too many details and bog us down. The problem does come with, well, being who you are doesn't necessarily, holy crap, we're out of time.
Yeah.
Wow. So, yes and no. It can hold you back and it can let you move forward. You know, we're going to talk about this question and scenario that we have here from Mike Woodard in the next section, and then we'll keep talking more about figuring out who you are and where you want to go coming up next.
Since 2011, Mordant and McFall have been bringing you the comedic motivational show, Success Freaks. They've covered everything from life and death to relationships and money and even on beyond to chasing and catching your dreams and leveling up your life. They're in the business of entertaining and edifying, and they'd like to level up their message as well as their reach. This is where you come in. If you believe in what we're doing here, we'd like your continued support in giving your mind and spirit something to chew on each week while putting enough laughter in your heart to make you smile out loud. Help us help others and you to be awesome. Just go to patreon.com/successfreaks.
Welcome back to Success Freaks number 213. Level me up, Scotty. And we are now at the question portion of the show. Charles, you have a question for us or something for what? What are you laughing at?
I'm laughing at you. You're like, welcome to da-da-da-da.
Now for the dulcet
You've done it twice. Yeah, you've done the dulcet tones twice now.
Just like, listen. Hey, Charles, you have a question for them? How about now, please?
So this comes from our producer, Mike Woodard. He asked, and this is the scene. I love the scene. I quote the scene all the time. This scene illustrates one of Scotty's defining characteristics. Do you run into this from anyone, and is it a valid approach? So I'll read the scene, and I'll maybe hit the question again. So the scene's on Star Trek The Next Generation. They found Scotty somehow. He was trapped in some kind of transporter beam thing floating in space, so basically he was preserved so he could be alive and be there for them. And it's he's talking with Geordi in engineering, right? Lieutenant Commander Geordi LaForge. And LaForge says, yeah, well, I told the captain I'd have this analysis done in an hour. Scotty's like, well, how long will it really take? Geordi says, an hour. Scotty says, Oh, you didn't tell him how long it'd really take, did you? He goes, LaFleur says, well, of course I did. This guy says, oh, laddie, you've got a lot to learn if you want people to think of you as a miracle worker. And I've always loved that scene. It's like, you never tell them what it'll actually take. You tell them more, and then you overproduce. And by all means, yeah, I've definitely run into people who do this.
My favorite part, first, before we go on and talk about this, my favorite part about you reading this is there was a moment, and I could hear it, where you checked yourself and was like, do I do the Scottish accent? Do I go for it? No, I just talk normal. I could hear it. I was like, oh, is he going to? Because you had a moment. You had a moment. So, yeah, I think it's a valid thing. On some level, you're covering your butt. Hey, look, this is probably going to take me this much time. Oh, look, it took me less. And it's not so much I'm setting myself to look like I'm really cool. It's just like it could take me this much time. So let me tell you that much time. And if I get done sooner, even better. I'm not sure if that's how they would like that in the military, but I think it's a valid approach as long as you're not like, yeah, it's gonna take me, you know, 3 hours to do this, and you're screwing around for 2.5. You know, you're on Facebook or whatever. Or one of the things I did when I went to Thailand, I stayed at a place called Dao Garden, and I would work with the office. They were impressed with how fast I did everything, and I thought I was taking a while. I'm like, well, I have to do this, I have to do this. But the thing was, from what my friend Serena says, is that people would come in and say, yeah, it's going to take me this much time. And then they would hang out at the pool. It's fine if you're hanging out at the pool if you bring your work and you're doing stuff. But they weren't. They were doing stuff. And then, like a month later, the project would be done. So if you're using this as an excuse to buffer your time, that's fine. But don't do it so that you can screw around, because that's not fair. Because then you're stealing time, whether it's from your own personal project or from a business or somebody that you're working for. That's not okay. So,
but I'm not sure that's this principle. I definitely understand it.
No, I don't think it's this principle, but you have to watch that. Because Scotty wasn't, sure. He wasn't down there, oh, I'm on the Facebook.
I'm drinking and smoking, laddie. Yeah.
It's green.
Yeah, you know, I definitely fall under what he does sometimes of I'll tell people, no, it just can't happen. Knowing that there's a possibility it can happen, and knowing I'm going to work on it, and then I make it happen, and it's magic. I don't do it to intentionally make myself look good. I do it to control expectations, to manage expectations, you know, saying, you know what, this may not do very well for you, but we're going to try it. But my magic typically, you know, I love Thor's definition of magic in the comics. I can't remember if he did it in the movies, but Thor says, you know, Asgardian science, like, oh, you know, that's magic. He's like, magic is science unexplained, basically. It's just basically Thor's ways. He says, what you call magic is just stuff you don't understand, mortals. And,
right.
And that's true, is people go, oh my God, I can't believe you did that. Well, there are so many people who are better at what I do because they focus. And that's going back to the first segment. There are some things that I do well. You know, I can definitely come in and be a great technical producer. I can definitely come in and be a great video guy, audio guy, hype man. I can do a lot of things great, but there's people who are way better at it than I am because that's their focus. You know, I would say Mike Woodard is much better producer than I am. That's his love. He focuses. He has that talent to say, man, I get what you're doing, and here's how to do it better. And he fully gets what we're doing on all different levels. You know, whereas I feel like now, especially, I'm a better executive producer. I've always been able to take a project and go, oh, you're trying to go here. You need to do this, this, and this. It's an interesting thing to see those focuses. But when I do what I do, it's just because people don't understand it. The people who do understand it go, oh, well, I could have done this, this, and that. And that's fine. But magic is definitely the stuff you don't understand.
One of the things about Henry Ford when he was, you know, starting the Ford company is he didn't have all the answers. And I don't know if he touted himself as the smartest man in the world or didn't, and people just talking to him was challenged him somehow. He's like, I can answer any question that you have for me. They would ask him a question, and he'd get on his little intercom system and call somebody in. Those are the people that work for him. I pay these people to be smarter than me. I surround myself with people who are smarter than me so I can get things done. That's a good Kirk way of doing things.
Yeah.
Although he's brilliant in his own right. What I like about the movies, the reboot, is that in the TV show, you'd see everybody there on the starship. You're like, oh, they just happen to be there, and they get on these adventures. In the movies, you realize everybody who's there is on that ship because it's the flagships, is because they're brilliant. And it really shows itself when you look at Chekhov, because he is a number of things he's very, very good at. And you're like, oh, he's not just some kid. He's here because he's brilliant, just like everybody else is in those
positions. I love that you keep referencing the new Star Trek and not the original.
I use it as a contrast. I like the new. I do like the new.
I love
Star
the new
Trek.
Star Trek.
I wish that
you
they
definitely sound like a newbie to it all.
Although I was okay that they used Khan in the movie for the second movie. I wish they could have done the whole script the same, and it could have been Gary Seven, which would have been a nice callback that nobody really knows about, and you're not really retelling the Khan story.
But nobody knows Gary Seven, and that was a tribute to the fans to keep them along with the reboot.
Right, and I'm wondering. I wonder what the third movie is going to be about.
I think they're doing their whole new thing now. You know, Idris Elba is going to be on there, but that's neither here nor
who?
There. Idris Elba.
I don't know who that is.
I will deal with that in the break.
All right.
So the point is, I think we're going to get into this in the fifth section for sure, because I'm not sure what the level up is yet. But I know with myself, I start looking around and going, you know, we go to Mordant and I, we go to New Media Expo. I almost said we're treated as kings, but really what we are is we're treated as who we are. You know, we're these great content creators. We're these people who do help others be awesome. People enjoy the show. You get this taste of this life. You get this taste of being who you are for at least a minute, and then you come back to what some would call reality, but I was like, that's not my reality. And before it was much harder because I was working in an office and I was doing mundane tasks, and I'd go to this conference and I'd, wow, this is just life. And I come back and like, now I have to do TPS reports. That's awesome. You know, and it's not so much that anymore. And I know that the technical director really not wants me to move on, like, get out of here, man. We don't need you. They want me to stay, but they also want great things for me in my career. And they do see who I am. You know, the same thing with Entrepreneur Radio. That has been great because there, when I start falling into I'm just this, Marcy stops me immediately and goes, no. And she doesn't use these words, but in the theme of the show, she goes, no, you're Kirk. You're just in this spot right now. You're actually this guy. And I'm like, you know, thanks. I needed that. You know, I need that reminder from time to time.
One of the great things I think about New Media Expo is going to any conference that's like that. It allows you to see the possibility. You get to experience, oh, this is what it feels like to be this kind of person. Or if you're not feeling it yourself, you're able to see other people. And that alone stretches you. Oh, I want to be more like that. Because believe me, those people are also going back to their daily grind. Some of them, podcasting or blogging is their life. That's what they do. Some of them, it's their side gig. And they got to go back to the 9-to-5er and everything like that as well. But when you go to a conference like that, you're able to see the possibilities of what people can become. And therefore, it stretches you the possibility of what you can become. So I recommend it. And of course, we're at New Media Expo, so I recommend people going there and saying hi.
And after that, we'll say hi back, and then we'll bring you something new to talk about.
I'll be the guy in the vest.
Hi, this is Mike with MikeAtTheMic.com. And you know how it works. When you need voiceover, you need it now, and you need to get it as professional as possible. So if you're looking for a guy who's a podcast producer who comes equipped with voiceover skills and is affordable, professional, and quick, I'm your guy. Check me out. MikeAtTheMic.com. That's M-I-K-E at the M-I-C.com.
Welcome back to Success Freaks number 213. Level me up, Scotty. And here we are. Look at me talking to you with my excited voice. So I don't get back to my dulcet whatever that I got complained at. This is the level up section in which we give you our level up. This has been an interesting one because we're back and forth on the goods and the bads of going from the Scotty to the Kirk and what it is. Here's what I'm going to say. Allow the opportunities for you to grow and to stretch yourself and to do different things. Allow those things to come into your life and to try them out. If you find a track that you want to push forward with, definitely hit that. Don't mistake that you're going to have to bring in other things as well. If you love being the Scotty, if you love being the passion guy, you don't want to lead something up, you want to bring your passion to somebody else's project, fantastic. There's much need for people like you. If you have your own project and you're not sure about stretching into that, well, if you want your project to go anywhere, then you can either find a Kirk that you can put in your place in that project and be okay with following their lead, or you can level yourself up. Learn how to do that. Maybe you bring in a mentor. Somebody that will help an Admiral Pike to come in and help level you up in that direction. Find your niche, but don't be afraid to stretch yourself a little bit. It's okay. You can do that side thing a little bit and then get back to the thing that you want to focus on if you, that's how you want to do it. Or you may find, wow, I really like being a Kirk. I really like being a McCoy. I really like being an Uhura. Whatever it is you want to do, don't deny yourself the opportunity. Eventually, if it comes at the sacrifice of your focus and moving forward, then you may want to rethink about what you're doing. There's my level up. There's a lot of ambiguity that we've already brought into the show. So
I believe your level up can be summed up with do the one you're good at.
Do the one you're good at. But, you know, try other stuff. Play other games, dude.
I guess my level up would be surround yourself with people who help you keep your focus.
Very nice.
And get your hustle on. You know, that's the hard part is when you asked, well, will doing all these different things hold you back? It was yes and no. The yes is yes, because you cannot focus on the one thing you love. But the no part of it is you learn things. You learn how to deal with people. You learn, and I am going to use the forbidden word here, you learn what not to do. And actually, I guess you could say you learn what to do in the opposite of what you've seen done. I've learned so many things being in certain situations going, wow, that's a really crappy way to handle that. And I've learned how to do that differently now. So I'm going to do that differently when I talk to people. And you see those come out in the show. You see those when I deal with people all the time. Like, wow, I get complimented on, well, you handled that really well. And my answer is usually thank you. And then if we talk about it, it's going to be, well, it's not because I'm a genius. It's because I've seen it handled horribly many times. And so I made sure to handle it differently. So get your hustle on. It won't hold you back if you're feeding your family, if you're learning things, if you're pushing forward. You know, I'm definitely the Scotty in two situations in my life. I'm definitely the Kirk in a couple situations in my life. And I want to be the Kirk all the time. You know, my goal is to be like the Nerdist and just do what I love all the time. My goal is to be like the Scott Strattons of the world who wrote a great book called QR Codes Kill Kitties, and he's always speaking, but what he loves to do is talk to clients about social media. That's his passion. And so while he's great at speaking, he's always doing these conferences and having fun with it. He's still doing the one-on-one speaking that he loves, and those are my goals right now. Those are my what'd you call it, the pikes. I can't necessarily get them directly in my life to say this is what I'm doing right or wrong. But you get your hustle on. You keep your focus. And if you sign up voluntarily, you know, you choose to sign up with a team that will only ever see you as the position they want you in versus who you see yourself as, then you did wrong. And you need to find a graceful way to exit. That is not my situation with Metron. You know, I signed up voluntarily to come in and do all kind of stuff. I lead a team. I definitely come up with ideas. And I know that this is not my ultimate stop. And they know this is not my ultimate stop. You know, every year that I go to New Media Expo, Avery, who is the technical director, tells me, I hope your business blows up, man. I hope people see who you are and you come back and things are just exploding. And I laugh every time. Like, you know, that means that I would probably leave you. She goes, that doesn't matter. Yeah. And that's not the point. So they're very awesome with where
I don't think that necessarily that means that you would leave them. It may mean that you help bring them into another direction as well.
Well, it might be, but ultimately my goal is to be the guy on the stage, not be the guy behind the camera.
Hang on, Mike. Listener Mike says, but don't the needs of the many outweigh the needs of the few?
I'm never the Spock, dude. Not ever. Yeah. I am absolutely the Kirk. The world revolves around me. Bring on the green chicks. but I do want to give that shout to. Okay, so the question was, at the very beginning of the show, it was we're going to help you how to figure out how to go from Kirk or from Scotty to Kirk. And it is, I believe, it's about perspective and your view of yourself. You know, I could sit and talk about Metron. I can sit and talk about Entrepreneur Radio and how they see me. But it's really how I see myself in those roles and understanding that by all means, I'm supposed to be the guy in front of the camera. That's where I shine the best and the loudest. The situations that have been coming into my life that help me move forward, that bring me some income, that puts food on my table and teaches me things I would not have learned otherwise, put me in a position that is not in front of the camera. That's something that I have to keep perspective on.
Why do you think that you hold yourself back?
I don't necessarily think it's a holding myself back. You know, I think it's a learning situation. It's the right. Well, it's the okay. Ultimately, my personal answer is always going to be Wayne Dyer. You say yes, and you expect that the right people are in the right place at the right time.
Right.
You know, I expect that everything that feels right, that I still keep my focus on my passion and follow that passion, I will end up going through the steps I need to go through. You know, it still was. It was very, very, very cool to meet Jen Squared, right? Jen Page and Jen Edwards, Jenna Edwards. Yep. And from all means that I can tell, they lived the life, the next step of the life I want to live. While they're definitely not rich by any means, and they're definitely not, you know, the Steven Spielbergs of the world yet. They're not recognized as the Steven Spielbergs of the world, where they could just do any project anytime. They are, from what I can tell, full-time working the directing spots and the producing spots and the web TV and the web, you know, video content. They're doing what I want, the next step of what I want to do, working that level. It was definitely great to meet them.
Definitely talking to them, it's drives home that success is perceptional. It's about your perspective, because for me as well, looking at them, they're definitely the next level up. They're definitely where I want to go. Wow, that would be great to be there. And yet talking to them, you hear it in their voice. They have the same feeling we do. They're not where they want to be. There's some place that they're shooting for. You take a moment, you look around, you go, yeah, you're right. I am doing great. This is awesome. But I want to be there. Mm-hmm. So, and a lot of people are like, well, that's just, you're being ungrateful. No, you're be grateful about where you are. Be grateful about where you've come from. But, you know, you want to look, once you've hit a plateau and you've lived there long enough to get used to it and to become good at it, then it's time to start looking at that next level. If the next level, you know, is a different project, if it's becoming a Kirk or a Scotty or an Uhura, whatever it is, that keeps you growing, and that's all part of life. Once you stop doing that, if you don't keep growing and shooting for that next thing, you're going to become bored, you're going to become stagnant, and then you're going to begin to decay. So that's the progress. And I watched that happen with my dad after he moved from heading up an office overseas in the State Department to coming home and working a ranch that he bought, a little ranch. And it was okay for a while, but then eventually he got bored. He started drinking, and he went that route. So that's why I'm not a big fan of retirement or anything like that. Find something else you want to work towards. Find something that's going to keep you learning, keep you green, keep you growing, because that means that you're growing and you're alive. And that's what you want to be. You want don't just have a life, live.
So you're saying you should breathe and eat and keep doing things to keep yourself alive?
That's what I'm saying. I'm saying in memorial.
Are you saying that retirement is death, to work yourself to the bone?
You know, in memorial of Roddy Rowdy Piper, I say they live.
So. All right. Well, we do have one more section coming up. This is called On Beyond Success Freaks, where we go bigger, better, more into the topics of what's going on. And if you don't get to hear this on whatever station that you're listening to us on, go to successfreaks.com, download the podcast, and it is there. And honestly, even if you catch it live, even if you catch it on the radio, we'd love for you to download the show. It helps us out a lot. So please do that. Go to successfreaks.com or iTunes and find us and download the show. And, you know, listen again. You'll think of stuff. So, we'll be back with more. I'm not sure where we're going to go in this final section of the show. We'll definitely come back with that. You know, we got a few more seconds here. So, hey, successfreaks.com/book. You can get the book that we have, Success Freaks Guide to Dream Hunting, which is a lot of articles on what we've been through and what we learned from it, sectioned into different areas of your life. So go do that right now.
Right now.
Success Freaks Guide to Dream Hunting is an honest and revealing look at tagging and bagging a bigger, badder, better, more life. Mordant and McFall discuss the trials and tribulations encountered on their path through uncharted territory, the lessons learned along the way, and how they use them to move forward. Explore what causes you to hesitate when taking that first big step into the unknown. Discover how to experience the thrill of success firsthand. A guidebook for those brave souls no longer satisfied with an average life. Success Freaks Guide to Dream Hunting. Available now at Amazon.com.
Oh, that's me. You can leave that in. Welcome to On Beyond Success Freaks. where we go bigger, better, more into the topics of the show. I have Charles McFall, who has forgotten that I bring in the last segment. So
it was awesome.
That's awesome. And that other voice there is R. Mordant Mon.
Hello.
So you brought up retirement at the end of the last segment. Yeah. Mike to Chuck in the chat room says he's a big fan of retirement. I was just thinking about this. Actually, my dad, who's a preacher, is retiring here in October. And I'm not sure how many years at this church that makes. When did we move to Athens? We moved to Athens, I think, in 1996. So that brings it to almost 20 years, I guess. You know, it was October or November of 90. No, it wasn't 96. I was 16, so it had to be like 94, 95. I was 16 years old, and I am now, I'll be 37. So, crap, that is 20 years. I just turned 16 when we moved because I got my license before we moved because it was so easy. Anyway, so my dad has done 20 years at this church, and he's retiring.
So God has a retirement plan? I thought Southern God's retirement plan was dead.
The Southern Baptist organization has one. A little bit. So here's the thing with that. Now, I haven't spoken with him directly about it. I definitely plan on doing that soon. But what should happen in the preaching realm is now you should go to the better paid. This is backwards, but it happens. The better paid and much cooler circuit of doing different churches called interim. You go be the interim pastor or a guest speaker, you know, for a revival. You go do a revival there for a week, which is neither here nor there. We could argue that all day long. But when a church loses a pastor, I don't know who they call, but they call somebody and like, yeah, here's these guys, and they'll, or they hear word of mouth, and he could go fill in for a couple of weeks or a month, and they you get paid really well for that. You don't get paid the salary that they're offering the preacher typically. And so you should actually make more money in retirement, albeit a much shorter span and much more difficult because you go into a cold audience many times. You don't know the church or the people. I'm actually a little excited for him. Like, this is your presidential tour, right? Presidents do 8 grueling years if they get elected twice. They do 8 grueling years in the office. But then after that, it's million-dollar speaking deals and book deals, and they always have some library built for them somewhere, you know, that kind of thing. And that's what, to me, what retirement should be. My wife and I were speaking about it the other day to the kids because the kids asked what it was and what it meant. And I was like, well, I'm going to have to give you my true take on it. My true take on it is it's freedom. It's to leave the demand of what's going on to go do what you actually want to do all the time. Yeah.
I think it's freedom. It's exactly what you said. It's freedom to do what you want. But there's a that word do in there. You should do something because doing nothing, that's a great thought. Hey, I just get to laze around and don't do anything. I don't have to be up, you know, go to the job. You begin to miss those people. You begin to miss those that routine. And you just, fortunately with what I do, I've learned to keep myself busy during the week. I mean, when we first went on the road with Tortuga Twins, it was 2-day work week, 5-day week, and ha ha, isn't this great? But that also afforded me a lot of time to I'm bored, so let me look for some trouble. I think with retiring, if you're gonna get out of whatever it is you're doing, you get to do what you want. Find a thing that you want to do, and do that, or things even, you know, if you've been Scotty all your life, maybe you can be a Kirk, or if you've been Kirk all your life, you can be a Bones or a Uhura, whatever it is. Just to go into the void of doing nothing, is to me is just no bueno. That's in my humble opinion.
Well, I think that'd be true. It sounds like, okay, let me tell you what I'm hearing. It sounds like you're afraid that that's the path you're going to take because that's the part of it that you focus on all the time, is the retirement is death.
Oddly enough, I don't think that's the path that I'm going to take because I have too many things. There is no retirement for me. I mean, I may eventually stop doing the Tortuga Twins or stop performing there, but there's going to be something else. Unless nothing else will have me or the ideas run out, and I don't see that happening. You see the damage behind why I'm wired that way. And I say damage because I'm affected by what I saw. What I saw with my father and in my experience. But that's more of a glimpse behind the curtain. This is why I'm wired this way. Because of this. I'm not afraid that it, and maybe there's a like, well, I don't want that to happen to me. Maybe you're right on that level. Maybe it's I will take these steps. And much like people are with their kids. Well, I don't want to be the way my parents were. So they go the other end of the spectrum, where what really is healthy is the middle road. Because what I and I, what I'm learning right now, and the universe is trying to teach me, is don't forget to relax. Don't forget to enjoy this life. Play is part of what I want you to do. If you're not doing it, your life's going to suck, and that's gonna come out, especially with what I do, especially with me talking to you here, if I don't have enough play. So there's a healthy balance of yes, I want some play, but yes, I want to move forward with what I'm doing. Too much play is not necessarily a good thing either, or I haven't found the right balance. You know, maybe what I'm saying is too much play isn't too much. I just haven't become all right with it. So I'm learning as I grow, but I don't find joy in quitting all the stuff and then not doing anything else. That just seems awful.
I want to encourage another side of that, though. Okay. You still need to be putting away, and this is the general you also, even though I'm specifically speaking with you, Mordant. It's the audience, too. You need to be preparing for retirement. You need to have money put away that if you don't work, you are fine. If something happens in life, you know, even at a certain age, I would have to say, you know, some people stay creative up until their deathbed, and that's great. That's awesome. Some people want to just go, you know what? I'm kind of done performing. I'm kind of done writing. I'd like to take a break for a while. I just want to go be with my mate, you know, be with my partner. I just want to go and hide from the world for a little bit. You need that ability to do that. So if your creativity is only feeding your paycheck and not more, then I think you're going to be in trouble. To me, freedom takes away the have to. If you take away the have to, you get to do whatever you want. You get to only do the hell yes projects. And there is definitely a point in time my wife is not going to want it. She wants me to be less busy. You know, last night I was on a phone call talking to a show that I'm trying to get for my new network that I'm launching and spent 2.5 hours on the phone with them. And that was with us both on either end trying to get the conversation done. But it's just we're those people. We go on side notes. We have fun talking to each other. It was a first date, essentially. And it's a great first date. But then 2.5 hours later, I have to go up to my wife's like, you know, you're later than you thought you were going to be. It's like, I know. I know I am.
And that's another part. We've talked about this a while ago about that's part of your dreams. Your relationship with your wife.
And she was cool with it.
Is one of your dreams. So you can't neglect that. And that's
let's take it to retirement. The point is, the person that you want to be with, they want you. So I have to have money set aside in the future for retirement or whatever, so that when I'm not going, I'm going to take this project because, you know, it's going to bring us this much money, or because I really love it, it needs to be, you know what, I'm going to put everything on hold and let's just go tour the world for a little bit, or let's just sit at home now that all the kids are gone and just be us for a little bit.
One of the things you have to be careful of, especially with your relationship, is that if you're not training yourself to have that relationship while you're not retired, once you get to the retirement stage, your body's going to be naturally inclined to do other things. Let me find something else. Da, 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 da. It's like, well, why aren't you spending time with me now? Because you have all this free time. You need to bring that into it so that becomes part of your norm as well. You know, I was hanging out with my girlfriend Christy's family. And I'm sitting there and I'm like, oh, I'm kind of bored. My natural inclination was to whip out the phone and do business or do Facebook or do whatever. And part of that is business. However, training myself to be social as part of who I am, as part of, and maybe that's the Uhura, the communication. You have to put down the cell phone, put down the job, put down the whatever, and have that time. So that when you are retired, that's part of what you're already used to doing. Otherwise, that's going to be difficult for you. Because I find that now, especially in the digital age, we fill our time on board. Phone. Automatically, whether you're playing the game, where you're doing, you know, reaching out to people, you know, miles away from you when you have people next to you that you could be talking. And something that is lost, often, you know, when there's four of us sitting at a table before there were cell phones, there'd be a conversation that happened. Maybe there'd be a little bit of quiet, but then it's like, okay, we're all bored. Let's talk. So make sure that you're able to do that with your mate at the end of the day or throughout the day so that you're comfortable doing that when there's nothing else to fill the gap instead of finding something else you're going to throw yourself into.
I might change that a little bit too. I might say if you don't have a mate or a partner that makes you want to put the stuff down, then maybe you're with the wrong people.
I'm going to let your wife hear you say that.
I put my stuff down for her. What are you talking about, man? I scheduled a call. She knew I had a call. Yeah, she knew what was going on. When I came up, I didn't touch my phone. I didn't touch my tablet. I didn't touch myself. I mean, my computer. Yeah, I spent time with her.
One of the things I found interesting about with your wife is with your new podcast, Ermagerd, the mashup show. Mm-hmm. There's a plug. Is that now she's much more okay with your podcasting, and she understands it. It'd be interesting if you found a way to bring her into this business, where maybe she's making a call, whatever, and you guys are partners in that. I think that would be, it'd be an interesting, if you could both have fun with that, if that's the way you guys are wired, that's something else to do. Now, I know she doesn't listen to this podcast, so I can talk about it all I want without throwing you under the bus.
I've always dreamed of working with her. Right now, we are partners. She's running the house and taking care of the kids, and I'm scrambling to do everything else that I can. And that's how we definitely run it now. I think we could go on and talk about other things, but we are definitely hitting that time frame.
All right. Ladies and gentlemen, thank you for tuning in to Success Freaks. We're glad that you have been with us here. There is definitely places you can find us. Did we already talk about all those?
No, actually, we did not.
All right, you can find us at successfreaks.com. All of our social media goes through there. Go to successfreaks.com. You can find us from Twitter. You can find us on Facebook. You can find everything else through that. We are available on iTunes. You can find us on WGNC 1450 AM in the Gastonia, North Carolina area if you're listening at 5 p.m. on a Thursday night, Eastern Time. And Blog Talk Radio. Whoop, whoop. You can find us there. Successfreaks.com.
And, of course, patreon.com/successfreaks. You can find us there.
And, of course, I meant blogtalkradio.com/successfreaks. Anyways, thank you, boys and girls, for listening into this. Glad you have enjoyed the show. Remember, beam up to the reality that you want. This has been R. Mortimer.
And I am the When Life Gives You Lemons, Make Orange Juice and Let the World Figure Out How the Hell You Did It, Bear.
Ciao, success freaks. Boom, baby. But you gotta keep your head up, oh, and you can let your head down.